Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy, happy Friday. It is the Bob Rose Show. Good morning. It is 9:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's Friday. Let's all quit now. Oh, yeah. It's going to be another gorgeous day in paradise. Kicking off the weekend is a homecoming weekend for University of Florida grads coming back home. And there's a noon parade today around 13th and University. If you're traveling down that way, if you're not going to see the parade, you might not be that happy. If you are going to see the parade, the sooner you get there, the better spot you're going to get. So head on down and enjoy. And then the homecoming game actually is tomorrow, 4:15. Gators taking on Mississippi State. Go Gators. And go Billy Napier. Go away. I just hate, you know, there's something there's no reason to be mean, but there's also no reason to feel sorry for him. I just know that nobody wants to lose their job. Nobody wants to say you're a failure. But, you know, when you can cash checks for multi-millions of dollars afterwards, you know, it's hard to be too sympathetic. And I just I never thought he really clicked with what we were trying to do, in my opinion, because the level of talent has it just continues to be incredible. So you just need someone who can truly lead and put together that kind of talent and have the right play calling. And, you know, what worked a couple of years ago might not work now. You've got to be innovative. And so hopefully if and when he's replaced, it'll be with somebody of a high caliber, I hope. Just getting lucky on an up-and-comer, yeah, it is luck, I think. Urban Meyer was like a lucky pick. Turned out to be quite the coach. Proved himself here and at Ohio State. Gosh, Ohio State is still rolling. I believe, as far as I know, they're still ranked number one, right? Well, they got quite the program. Now, Michigan will come in and ruin their season. Don't worry about that. But no, they got a good program going on there. Oh, speaking of that, a little bit of a NFL football game last night, and it wasn't an old-timers game. Just want to let you know that. It was the Bengals and the Steelers in what I call the Battle of the Geezers. And, you've got Joe Flacco, and you've got Aaron Rodgers. And these guys, they're the seniors in the league. Anyway, the Bengals won 33-31, and I heard it was a good game. I heard it was a real good game. Maybe we're going to make some inroads into, tearing apart Antifa, breaking that down. It's not going to be easy, But here's one of the latest stories. Two alleged Antifa members were indicted by a federal grand jury this week for reportedly attacking the ICE facility in Texas back in July. So they issued this Wednesday, an indictment charge Cameron Arnold and Zachary Evitz with providing material support for terrorism, attempting to murder federal and assisting officers, and discharging firearms during attempted murders. FBI Director Kash Patel marked the moment as historic in a statement after the indictment was unsealed Thursday. Quote, for the first time ever, the FBI has arrested anarchist, violent extremist, and charged these Antifa-aligned individuals with material support to terrorism. This was a planned and coordinated terrorist attack on the Prairie Land Detention Center in Alvarado, Texas, where armed extremists tried to murder U.S. officers on July 4th. We're executing under President Trump's new authorities at record speed. To date, the FBI has made over 20 arrests tied to this case and related Antifa networks. No one gets to harm law enforcement. Not on our watch, Patel said. This will be, I'm pretty sure I know what they're going to try to do. They've got to get these folks to cooperate. They've got to. And who knows how much they actually even know. But you know this is an organization, and you know that they're getting funding, and if you can prove it, then you might be taking down some very big people. Attorney General Pam Bondi called Antifa a left-wing terrorist organization that'll be prosecuted to the fullest. Now, as Breitbart News reported in July, as many as 10 individuals were charged with attempted murder for allegedly ambushing ICE agents outside a detention facility in Texas. And according to a press release from the Justice Department at that time, quote, the defendants dressed in black military-style clothing began shooting fireworks at the facility as part of an organized attack. I've said that before. That is one of the markers of a group that is absolutely out to create trouble. They might start out and infiltrate peaceful protest, but they use those fireworks in a very dangerous way, for one thing. All right, so you got that going on, and hopefully this will help to break down these organizations. You got to get to the funding. Same thing. I mean, look, when we attacked Iran and put them out of their nuclear business, at least temporarily, they start hurting for money. When they start hurting for money, they don't have a lot of money for Hezbollah and Hamas and the Houthis. So you strike them like that. You strike them where it hurts. You strike them in the wallet. In this case, you've got to get to who has the wallet, who's opening their wallet, and be able to prove that they know that they're supporting terrorism. Not easy, but definitely worth going after. So this school board chairman, Jackie Norris, was running for Senate in Iowa. And then it comes out, of course, that she's connected to this Ian Roberts. Now, Ian Roberts is the former superintendent of Iowa's largest school district, and he has this extensive criminal record. It was living and working in the U.S. illegally. They hired him to be the superintendent of their school system, the largest in Iowa. Des Moines is a pretty good-sized town. And paying him over $300,000. And based on his record, there is no way that they performed a background check on this guy. Which, it wouldn't that be standard operating procedure for somebody who's going to be superintendent? I mean, you'd certainly do it for a teacher. You have contact with the kids directly. You want to make sure you don't get a weirdo, right? What about this guy? There would have been red flags everywhere. And listen to this. The board said, now I don't know if this woman, this Jackie Norris, who's the chair of the board, I don't know if she was part of the statement or not, but the board said when Ian Roberts was hired in July of 2023, they knew he did not graduate from Morgan State University as he claimed in his resume. Now, this guy had all kinds of fake degrees and stuff like that. He made it all up. And he got busted for gun charges over and over again, and reckless driving and unsafe operation and speeding and, yeah, possession of a weapon. It just goes on and on from there. But he also was, he had illegal status here. He had been told to leave the nation twice. He was ordered deported in 2004 and 2024. Isn't that crazy? So this woman, Jackie Norris, who was going to take a run at Senate, now has dropped out because her opponent pointed out, hey, she can't run a school system. You want her to be the senator? Yeah. So she finally dropped out because, you know, she's got to work to fix the situation that I think she was part of creating. You know, that was a DEI thing. You know, that was, here's a black man from a foreign country. Check those boxes off. Yep. You know, that's what happened, but still no background check. No excuse for that. None whatsoever. Unacceptable. Coming up in about 30 minutes, things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts. Brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. That's coming up in about 30 minutes. More headlines, information all coming your way next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're busy? We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Happy Friday, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. It is 9:23 right now. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. In the 8 o'clock hour, I spoke to Bill Lewandowski. He's from American Hometown Veteran Assist. It's a 501c3. They help veterans with a lot of things that wouldn't necessarily be covered by the VA. You know, like somebody gets behind on their rent, somebody else can't pay a utility bill, some other issues come up, you know, and they try to kind of fill in the cracks, if you will. And they're doing great work, and they're sponsoring the 2025 Bikers on Parade charity ride coming up not this Saturday, but it's only going to be a few weekends away. Saturday, November 8th. You know, get it a little closer to Veterans Day, right? So Saturday, November 8th, registration 7:30, kickstands up at 9:30. Now, here's where they're staging it. There's two starting points. One's the Harley dealership in Tallahassee, but the other one, much closer to our listening area, AmVets Post 88. And that's on State Road 24 in Archer. You can't miss it. And that's where they're going to start from. And they're going to end. You know, so it'll be like an hour and, I don't know, less than a two-hour ride. But almost perfect, really. And it's going to end at the Suwanee County Fairgrounds. And, yeah, they'll have all kinds of stuff there. And some cold beverages of your choice and plenty of food. So, you know, get involved. The easiest thing to do, just do a search for Bikers on Parade 2025, and you'll find all the information you need. And it's going to be a good time for a good cause. So, speaking of riding, going to try to head out a little bit later on today. Head over to Biketoberfest, Daytona area. We got it easy now. We got some friends over there. And so we don't have to worry about getting gouged by a hotel. So that's kind of nice. But, yeah, it's a nice little getaway. And it's going to be such a great day to ride. So riding over there is going to be nice. And I am looking forward to it, no doubt about it. Former White House National Secretary Advisor John Bolton, you know, he was indicted. 18 counts related to the improper handling of classified materials. Well, he has surrendered to federal authorities. Photographer snapped images of him leaving his home in Bethesda earlier this morning. He was later captured on news cameras walking into the federal courthouse in Greenbelt, Maryland. When asked by Fox News at the scene if he had any comment, he didn't even, you know, say no comment. He just kept on walking. According to the indictment, Bolton was indicted on 8 counts of transmission of national defense information, 10 counts of retention of national defense information. And, yeah, the indictment is pretty extensive. And it looks pretty damning from my perspective. I'm not, you know, I'm not an attorney. But if they can prove these charges, they're of a very serious nature. So we'll follow that. We'll see where that goes. Oh, and also, in Portland, which, you know, that's the bastion of lefty progressives. And apparently there's plenty of lefty progressives in the city council. They voted Wednesday to codify the city's sanctuary status. Like, yeah, make sure we're all on board here, right? Oh, yeah. And ordered local police to further distance themselves from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The council voted and approved unanimously a 12-0 vote, both to protect Portland initiative and a new sanctuary city ordinance after a lengthy public meeting where dozens of residents testified in support. Oh, these people are nutbags and they all deserve each other. The two measures make Portland's sanctuary status legally binding and create a framework for how the city will track, respond to, and resist federal immigration raids or enforcement actions. I mean, think about that. Here's a body of people that are elected that their sole purpose is to try to make life better for people who live in Portland, including, you know, public safety. How can you say with a straight face that you're looking out for public safety, but at the same time you're protecting what could be dangerous, violent criminals? Now, they might not be, but aren't you kind of taking a chance? You don't mind rolling the dice with the people that you're supposed to represent? Yeah, look, man, we've got thousands of illegals, you know, hanging around Portland. You know, so a few of them, you know, engage in, you know, robbery or, you know, rape or molestation of children. I mean, you know, I don't know how they can wrap their head around this mentality. Does their action make Portland safer for the average citizen? And the answer is absolutely not. These people have lost their flipping minds. It's 9:28. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. And coming up in about 15 minutes, things that make you smile. Start thinking about that. And you're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's 9:37. It's the Bob Rose Show. Happy, happy Friday. Hey, coming up next weekend, a week from tomorrow, International Car Show comes to Butler Plaza in Gainesville, and this is going to be big. Now, it's early. It's just Saturday from 9 to noon, and then they're done. And they expect at least 120 cars and motorcycles. So this is going to be a big event. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's free to spectators. And if you want to enter a vehicle, it's only $20, and it all goes to charity for the Rotary. So go to the site shopatbutler.com and then look up events. Shopatbutler.com. That's next Saturday, early in the day. And I know you're going to see, years gone by, they have really come out with some nice stuff, such rare stuff, you never see it, or things that you see in a condition that, you know, you would only have seen it if you lived a long time ago and it was brand new. All right, what do we got? 9:38? It's homecoming weekend, Gainesville. The parade is going to take place here in, a couple hours? So about noon. And that means that 13th and University, that whole area, that will be shut down for the parade. And you've also got Alachua County schools closed today and Monday. Wow, four-day weekend for the little snot-nosed brats. Go figure. I'm just kidding, kind of. And then you also have the day off for Bradford, Gilchrist, and Marion County. They have off today. They don't get Monday off, though. Anyway, keep all that in mind. It is going to be busier this weekend because of alumni coming back. I saw this story, deadly drug mix drives staggering rise in overdose deaths among seniors. And I thought, man, what are they doing? They must be taking, you know, medications that are both like a, you know, both have like a sedative effect, maybe a sleeping pill and like a Xanax or something. Not supposed to do that. You know, respiration, can't handle it. It sleeps sort of. And that means you stop breathing and you die. But it's not, we're not talking about prescription drugs. And I'm like, what? Adults 65 and older represented over 17,000 fentanyl deaths based on CDC data. I mean, you can't blame it on the immaturity of youth. Adults 65 and older, really? 17,000 deaths? That just seems bizarre to me, and it's not prescription drugs. They're talking about fentanyl. They're talking about methamphetamine. Hey, Grandma, can I have some of that meth? You were so busy in the way you cooked that cake and baked that turkey in the oven. I know you got a secret. Isn't that crazy? I thought for sure, you know, no, they're taking, they're mixing up their medications. They're forgetting they took something and then they take more of it. But no. Here's the story. America's seniors aren't immune to the ongoing opioid epidemic. Among adults 65 and older, overdose deaths from fentanyl mixed with stimulants like cocaine and methamphetamines. How do you afford cocaine and you're on Social Security? That's crazy. Anyway, these deaths have surged 9,000% in the last 8 years. That's according to research from American Society of Anesthesiologists. Using CDC data, the researchers analyzed 405,000 death certificates that listed fentanyl as a cause of death between 1999 and 2023. Older adults represented 17,000 of the individuals, while younger adults aged 25 to 64 represented far more, 387,000. So all these deaths, fentanyl-related, increased. Younger adults saw a 660% increase. But among those 65 and older, fentanyl deaths rose from 8.7 in 2015 to 49.9 in 2023, a 9,000% increase. That's crazy. Now, younger adults, their death rate is increasing as well. Look, I guess the more fentanyl is on the market, you know, the greater chance you have of, you know, an accidental overdose. A poisoning is more what I would call it, right? The year 2015 marked the onset of the fourth wave of the opioid crisis when fentanyl stimulants began to drive increases in overdose deaths. Can you tell? It's late in the 9 o'clock hour. Deaths in older adults began to rise sharply in 2020. Yeah, stimulants paired with fentanyl, cocaine and methamphetamines most common, surpassing alcohol, heroin, and other drugs. My goodness, I just our analysis shows that older adults are also impacted by the fentanyl-related deaths. They could not determine the underlying reasons for these overdoses, as the analysis they did was cross-sectional and looking at patterns over time. So the study authors advised anesthesiologists and other pain medicine specialists to recognize a polysubstance, meaning, you know, somebody who could be taking multiple substances, and that use can occur in all age groups. And to be cautious when prescribing opioids to adults over 65. Huh. Yep, the co-author of this, Richard Wang, MD, an anesthesiology resident at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, added that older adults prescribed opioids or their caregivers should be informed about overdose prevention strategies, you know, having like Narcan available. Might not be a bad idea, I guess, if they're taking these drugs. But with the trends in mind, it's more important than ever to minimize opioid use in this vulnerable group and use other pain control methods when appropriate. Proper patient education, regularly reviewing medication lists could help flatten this terrible trend. Yeah, you know what happens in a lot of these cases, unfortunately. This pain medication thing, for years, it would be like a pendulum that would swing. They'd say, oh, okay, there's too many people addicted, or we have these overdose deaths. And then they basically quit prescribing any pain medication. So you've got people actually dealing with real pain, and they're not getting relief. And then the pendulum will swing back again, and then you'll have problems and issues. You know, it goes back and forth. But now, I mean, everything is so heavily regulated that, you know, if you're completely playing by the rules and the need is real, they make you jump through so many hoops. It's absolutely ridiculous. All right, let's go through some of the things that is going on today. You know, Ace Frehley from Kiss, he passed away at the age of 74. TMZ reported, I believe it was yesterday, that he was on life support and it wasn't looking good. No, he fell and had a brain bleed, and looks like that's pretty much like the cause of death. Government shutdown is on day 17 right now with no end in sight. But your top story, really, I think, is John Bolton indicted, classified documents related to that kind of thing, and apparently, he already turned himself in this morning, and no statement has been made as of yet, but it'll be interesting to see this case proceed. Also, you've got these drone strikes that President Trump is behind, blowing up these drug boats. Well, they believe that they have had some survivors, first time ever, and this happened the other day. But I haven't found any information as to whether they were rescued or anything else. So that'll be another thing we'll keep an eye on. Maybe we'll have more information by Monday. Yeah. All righty. Are you ready? Coming up next, and you got a call during the break, otherwise I can't get you on because I'm flying solo. We've got things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts that you share with us. And it's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call in now, 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is time for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you pass along to us. Brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Good morning, Logan. What's making you smile?
I just want to say that my parents are making me smile. I'm a home-educated high schooler, and if it wasn't for them investing in me, I would not be able to pursue my current dream and passion, so I'm just very thankful. I want to say thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad.
Wow. I love that. That's awesome. That's one of the best ones I've heard so far. Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's making me smile is first the answer gone with the cooler weather, and second, I extracted from my baseball card collection two more Tigers cards that I hope to give to you at a future public event. Mark Fidrich, the bird, and Ron LaFleur.
Wow, good stuff there. Yeah. Thanks for your contributions, everybody, for the things that make you smile. It is 9:54 right now. Don't go away. Coming up next, it's the Smoking Gun, and that's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. For most of Natalie Grabo's life, she didn't even know how to swim. But at age 59, she decided to change that so that she could face an even bigger challenge. She said that was a hurdle I had to overcome if I wanted to do a triathlon. Well, Grabo is now being hailed as an inspiration. Not only did she learn to swim and then compete in a triathlon, but the 80-year-old grandmother just became the oldest woman to finish the grueling Ironman World Championship in Hawaii. Absolutely incredible, the PA announcer said as Grabo crossed the finish line. That is an accomplishment. And just remember, age is only a number. And that is your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Greg Cassidy will be back Monday. We'll be together, the A-team, working hard for you. I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe weekend. Go Gators!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.